Dua in town? Is that this evening, Shine?
Yes. Courtney said last night, and then she's there tonight as well. Yep. I know that.
Are you going tonight?
I'm not. No. I'm Greg. I can't afford it, and I have a game today. So,
right.
A little busy.
Coming up, science has determined which NFL fans are the heaviest drinkers, and you may be surprised by the results. So,
BYU.
We will get to that momentarily. And we are also going to get to Hill Notes in about 20 minutes. So plenty of time to leave one of those on the Odyssey app. This is Fred from Connecticut. Hello, Fred.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I got to call Shine at the beginning of this because Breslow mentioned back in like June that they had the people in the farm system to make this work. So I just have to throw that out there because I remember him mentioning that multiple times, not a specific nature of players, which you obviously don't want to do that and put a target on them, but certainly mentioned. Number two, I want to shout out the Pats and that their season's going to go how it's going to go, but working with Vrabel and getting them built back up, it is what it is. And, you know, they're going to go through a lot of growing pains and people got to get used to it.
Well, Shime's lead this morning at 6:20 or 6:30, whenever we started the leads, was essentially that if Craig Breslow had just told everybody that the Big Stash and Connolly Early were hanging around and we're going to be lights out, that everything would have been fine.
Yeah, because I don't think that this was their plan. Like, it doesn't feel like it, right? It feels like because guys like Walker Buehler had to get his ass cut and Dustin May had to hit the IL, that's how these guys got promoted quicker than they would have, when in reality, like, you could have just said, yeah, like, this is our plan. This is the guys we want to go with. And maybe he did kind of hint at that, I guess, at the time, if the caller's right. I don't recall. Maybe that just went in one ear out the other because I was tired of his yammering on because they didn't make any moves. Maybe I was upset and just didn't listen. But I just feel like that if you had just, I don't know, been a little bit more upfront, people would have been a little bit more accepting.
He was, because his upfront was Minnesota, and I don't know if he said the team exactly, wanted too much, and maybe what they wanted was Big Stash and Early, and they weren't willing to give that up. You know,
I know there had been rumors or reports that Peyton Tolley would have been, Big Stash would have been in the Joe Ryan trade.
Right,
sure.
So maybe that's what he meant at the time, was like, oh, we like these kids, and we don't want to give that piece up. We don't want to give him up. Maybe they wanted both of them.
I am being called a fraud for what I said about Pringles.
Oh, dear.
Mm-mm.
I won't stand for that. Hello, Dan.
Hello. You know, I'm not out here defending processed foods.
Sounds like you
don't
are.
Get me wrong.
It sounds to me, well, it sounds like that's exactly what you're about to do.
Greg, you dragged my can of Pringles into the conversation, and I had to call you out.
Okay.
Potatoes are literally the first ingredient.
Potato flakes are the first ingredient. Most people look at chips. Like Curtis gave us his recommendation this morning. I haven't tried them yet.
They're delicious.
Most potato chips are a slice. They're made from a slice of potato.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, and also they're also delicious.
Pringles are dried potato flakes, and then they are made from a dough of dried potato flakes, rice flour, wheat starch, and corn flour, and then they throw the chemicals in there.
Now you're telling the truth, Greg.
Yeah. So
it does seem like the ones that Curtis gave us are also dried potato flakes.
I can't stand for that either.
I would like to just clarify, though, that regardless of what makes Pringles, they are delightful.
Yes.
Well, all of the flavors.
I like the pizza ones.
So good. The barbecue.
Barbecue's good.
I'm a fan of the cheddar. Are they cheddar sour cream? The real orange? I mean, they're all orange, but
yeah, they also have sour cream and onion.
Yeah, like that.
Is that the actual color of the potato flakes orange, or is that some sort of a dye?
I think that's the dust that's on top of them.
Because the potato flakes would be the same things I use when I make my mashed potatoes, correct?
Oh.
Dried potato flakes.
What's a dry? What is a potato flake?
It's like the boxed potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right.
And when Shime made his, he used Bondo.
No, I used actual potatoes, but probably why.
And it was repulsive.
It was not repulsive.
Well,
stop. Jackson said he would have kept eating them.
Well, that's okay.
No, they had no flavor at all.
That was the worst thing I've ever
eaten. Yeah, they had no flavor whatsoever. So it's just basically potatoes, but in the dry, flaky form. Yes. So it's still like
Curtis, you can't say it's worse than those nachos. How dare you?
No, that's true. The nachos stand alone. I will never be back in Keene.
Any guesses at which NFL fan base is made up of the heaviest drinkers?
It has to be the Bills.
Yeah, Bills.
Oh, I was going to say Philly.
Yeah, I was going to lean towards Philly as well.
Neither of you are correct about that, damn, which was shocking.
Vegas, because maybe they're the Oakland fans.
Cleveland, because they suck so bad.
Ooh, we suck again.
Tampa Bay or Miami?
New survey talked to 3,000 football fans about their drinking habits, and the fan base with the heaviest drinkers is the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
Oh. What?
Bull bleep.
19% of Cardinals fans admit to downing 5 or more adult beverages on game day.
Well, see, that's the issue. It's admit. That's the word. Most people are in denial.
Bills fans are next. Then Houston Texans fans.
Okay.
Panthers fans.
No.
Titans, Commanders, Chargers, Giants, Saints, and Jaguars. We do not, here in New England, even make the top 10.
Wow.
Was this that Chicken Iowa's poll? I mean, this thing is fraudulent.
You think so?
What? There is no such thing as an Arizona Cardinal fan. It's a bunch of transplants that live in Scottsdale that go to the games. It's not even a real thing.
Fan base that drinks the least on game day. Any guesses there? Only 3% of their fans have 5 or more drinks on a Sunday.
What's the closest to Utah?
Or a Thursday night.
The Salt Lake City Bandits. What about 49ers? They're old.
This
crotchety.
Is shocking to me. It's the Green Bay Packers.
That's the opposite. This thing sucks.
It's so wrong.
It's so wrong.
You can't fight just because you don't like the results.
Greg, I would bet everything I have that people get drunker at Packers games than they do at Arizona Cardinal games.
With how quick a
Twitter
it is
poll.
Too.
Curtis, I've been saying this to you for the last 4 years. Trust the science. Please. I've asked you many times.
Can we get Maciek Boney on this?
Please trust
the science. Get past that. Ironically, I was drunk when I said that.
I would have thought Cincinnati, knowing that they had the cheapest beers in the NFL. So
this is Linda from Quincy. What's up, Linda?
Hey. Hi, guys. Love your show. Courtney, you're always amazing, and I always especially like it when you moderate, like you guys go into a deep dive or something. I think you're the best at it. But my heart is going to Twitter with the whole, you use a box of potato flakes for your mashed potatoes.
Fake,
I know.
Fake potatoes is
I
what
know,
she
Linda,
uses.
It's shocking.
They're delicious.
They're good, though.
But it's called being too lazy to just simply peel and cut. That's what it is.
It's called being delicious, and it's my Auntie Kathy's recipe, and it is award-winning, Linda. I'm telling you, I can give you the recipe. You try it, you'll never go back.
Once I pick myself up from the floor, I might think about it. But thank you, guys. You're great.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, Linda. Thank you.
Yeah, I have the same feeling, Linda, but I was converted.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah. They're good.
They were very good. I will give you that. They were very good.
Does it really matter as long as they're good whether their potato flakes are actual potatoes?
Right.
As long as they're good.
That's at least one thing to look forward to in the fall is Thanksgiving and the food that comes with.
Yeah, that's
starch me up.
Oh, that's the good thing about the fall.
And Greg, I don't want to rip Courtney, but do you think those potatoes benefited from how bad Shimes were?
You know, starch me up.
Yes, I do think
like played down to the level of the opponent type thing.
I think you guys tried mine first.
Yeah, I did.
Actually.
We did try yours first.
Yeah. Blind taste.
Shimes were horrible.
Awful.
Yeah.
They had no flavor at all.
Do you have salt in your house?
Yeah, of course I do.
Any
Curtis.
Seasoning.
Yes, I used like a stick of butter.
They were
great.
So
I'm shocked Greg didn't love it.
I thought you didn't even know what seasoning was. No flavor.
I do want to try to make the Black Mac this year for Thanksgiving.
You got to be black to do that. So it's first obstacle.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I'm going to get away from this for a second. Greg, question.
Wait,
can make white Mac.
Hold on. Courtney's white? I
believe so.
I couldn't tell when I listened to this show. Yes, what?
I have an idea that may seem odd coming from me, but we do road shows. We meet everybody. It's a wonderful time to meet the audience of the show. Friendsgiving is the new thing. It's all the rage.
Okay.
What if we went to either a restaurant or somewhere where we invited listeners of the show that could call in and get a place, and they have to bring their favorite boxed.
Their dish that they make?
Right. And we all celebrate
like
it.
So are you saying it's like a side of Palooza?
Oh.
Like, so we do Friendsgiving with our friends, because these people, you people who listen every day.
Right.
You've become our best friends.
Only friends.
Only. Well, I have baseball Brett.
Right. Well, he's not an expert, right. So.
I have Glash. I have Bobes.
Yep.
Courtney ripped Glash.
I have Lindsay. Lindsay's my best friend.
That is true.
And Bullet.
Hands down. And Bullet.
Right.
But.
Santo.
So, yeah. I would do that.
Mm.
Like
everybody
on Wednesday before the holiday or something.
A potluck.
Like
that?
Probably not the Wednesday before.
Yeah,
people are out of town.
Well, yeah. I might be out of town on that Wednesday.
What do you mean? You mean you want to
I
be.
Will, no, I
You're
will be out of town.
Being,
I will be out of town Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
I thought there were no flex days in the
I'm
fall,
working on Wednesday.
Fall. Oh, okay.
And then I'm going out of town.
Yeah, so we'll do it during the show.
During the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, you want to do it after the show, Curtis?
No, like Tuesday would work better for me.
Curtis won't be here Wednesday.
I will be here Wednesday. I'm leaving after the show.
I'll be here in spirit. But yes, I think it's whatever day we do it. I just think it'd be fun if people, like, we have a weekly time where somebody could call in and then they get an opportunity to come and bring their side to our Friendsgiving with the show.
Your texter on the Subaru of New England text line says you will be the laughingstock of the leafy suburb if you are making box potatoes.
Nobody knows.
None of the trad wives out there do that.
Yeah, so. That's fair. I would just put Auntie Kathy's boxed mashed potato recipe up against any of the trad wives, and I guarantee you're reaching for Auntie Kathy's over theirs.
All right, I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know the difference.
You would never know. And their garlic, oh, they're just delicious.
They are good.
Getting a little bit of the crisp on the side when it's baked, oh, my God.
You don't put cheese on it. Was no cheese
no
on
cheese.
It. Was,
okay. No.
And Wiggy can arrive baked.
No, I'll try. I usually generally don't eat at other people's houses because I don't know how they prepare their food.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Oh. Wait, that's also cap.
No, that's true.
You don't eat at anybody else's house.
Not that
so
I don't
if
know.
If you
well, obviously, you're not going to somebody's
you know
house.
Them.
You don't know.
You would know the people.
But, like, I mean, like, I know Courtney, right?
Yeah. I control the food demon.
I wouldn't eat at her house.
Really?
Yeah, because even though I know her, I don't know how she prepares the food. She might be
what a weirdo.
No.
You are the weirdest person I've
She
ever...
might be a person who allows, you know, no disrespect,
nope.
But her dog to
lick the potatoes
or whatever, like around the kitchen. So,
Harry is in the kitchen when we are cooking, but he is not on the counter.
No, but you know how some people are. Some people like you know. So I never.
You don't want Harry's nuts in the mash.
No,
right.
I don't want to help.
He has
tell
no
you.
Nuts actually.
Harry's nuts would have helped Shime's potatoes.
So when people bring in, if people bring in food, unless it's from a restaurant, I don't. I'm very skeptical. I won't eat.
But you realize the same kind of thing could happen, God forbid, in a restaurant. Like
no, because
you have
no
idea. You have no idea what's
going on. No, the chef in the back doesn't bring his dog to work.
Well, you never know.
There's health codes.
I do worry, like, do we trust that nobody's going to spike anything?
I don't think anybody will try to poison us.
I'm not eating
anything.
That's
why Jackson's here. He's our tester.
Greg, you just better be careful. A health inspector might show up again.
I'm not eating anything anybody brings in.
We have to figure that out in advance.
You know, won't happen.
But I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
With our friends.
I'm down for friends.
I really like it. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox shut out the Athletics again in back-to-back nights. 6-0 was the final in this one. Connelly Early got the start. He struck out 11 over his 5 innings pitched in his rookie debut. That ties a franchise record. Here's Alex Cora talking about Early from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Since he got here, on the control, during the meetings, in the clubhouse, in the training room, he was prepared too, which was eye-opening. He did his own homework. Went through it with the coaching staff, and he executed. There was some traffic there, but he never panicked and gave us 5, and that was good enough.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at NissanUSA.com today.
Obscure reference for the olds. I'll change it to mashed potatoes based on what Wiggy was saying. These mashed potatoes have a little bit of wang to them. Remember that?
Uh-uh.
You don't?
No, what was that?
Hollywood Nights. One of the all-time great films of all time. Hollywood Nights. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Last one with the athlete.
Sorry. There's a considerable amount of the audience.
Okay.
over the age of 47 right now who are like thumbs up, Greg. Mm. Hollywood Nights, great movie.
Right. Last one with the Athletics today. 335 first pitch with all those over the age of 45 with Peyton Tolley taking the mound. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Coop at 235 for the MassMutual pregame show. And FIFA World Cup tickets for next year at Gillette Stadium. The lottery starts today and goes until the 19th for a chance to purchase tickets. They're expected to range from $60 to $6,730. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh at just $2.47 a pound. It's time to be grilling boneless chicken. Today at Shaw's and Star Market, get Value Pack All-Natural Signature Farms boneless chicken breast or thighs for just $2.47 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to two per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
I got to give it a watch. Tony Danza, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Are you kidding me?
I got to.
One of the great coming-of-age films of all time.
Was it rated R?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was available on Preview, which was the forefronter to a cable box.
Oh, all right. I gotta give
like
it a-
when I was a young fella, we used to have Preview, and it sat right up on the top of your television, and you could watch movies. And if my old man went to bed early, I could stay up late, watch Hollywood Nights, and see a pair of boobs.
I'm watching the trailer. A lot of Winnie the Pooh going on.
Yeah, I'm telling you. It's a great movie.
I got to give it a run.
It was Fast Times at Ridgemont High before Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Okay. Yeah, it's giving me a Porky's vibe.
Yeah, it's a Porky's in that same vein.
That's what's trending. Coming up next, we've got your Hill Notes.
Jones and Keith coming up at 10, so just a half an hour from now, and a 3:35 first pitch for the Boston Red Sox as they go for the sweep on the Odyssey app and on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. This is Thomas in the truck. Hey, Thomas.
Good morning, everybody. Wiggy, quick question for you. You touched on something that's near and dear to my heart, dogs and food and kitchens and stuff like that. What are your thoughts on people who bring their mutts into the grocery store that are not service animals?
No.
I actually saw one time drop a deuce right in the produce department. I literally came undone.
No. People should.
No, you didn't see that.
I'm with you, Thomas. Keep your dog out of the grocery store.
I don't see a lot of people bringing their dog to the grocery store.
I didn't think it was allowed. I thought you had to be a service animal.
Your personal shopper doesn't see them, Greg.
And I think a service
animal. I've been going to the store a lot. You notice I've mentioned that a lot.
Great. I'm proud of you.
And the service animal is like for the blind guy.
Santa ran into Greg outside of the grocery store just last week this week.
I was buying my casserole ingredients.
Yes. Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was out of chicken stock.
Oh.
Normally I like to do it homemade, but I was in a pinch for time. But I don't like bringing your dog to the grocery store. Nope. I mean, you have an issue. I don't have an issue with people bringing the dog to a restaurant.
I got an issue with people
outside.
Bringing-
Like, if they're sitting with a dog outside, I don't care about that. That's an issue to me. You lose your mind.
And you should only, the service animals for, like, people that are blind and can't see and they need the dog to help them get around.
Right.
And who else would have, like, is there another service animal? Because I don't buy people who say, oh, this is my support dog.
No, there are some people who are, like, diabetic and the dog is able to, like...
Give them the insulin?
Smell blood sugar.
What percent of people who claim they have a service dog... Are it's not a legit service dog. I would
99%.
I have 50.
Yeah, I have it higher. It's like 75%.
I have it at like 95%.
These people go, they write a simple letter, an email, and they get the thing, and it's not legit. It's the biggest fraud going.
Oh, it is massive. And I would say it's closer to 90%, 95%. Because the only person, like I said, the only people who need them are the dog people who can't see.
Yeah, but there's a difference between emotional support animals and then service animals. Like, I think that you guys are lumping them
together. So what's the service animal for somebody who can't
service
see?
Service is like if somebody is blind.
Yeah, but who can't see other
emotional,
than that?
Emotional support. Well, there are people who need help.
The diabetics. That's like a big one.
People, yeah.
And what do the dog do?
The dog is able to, and I'm not making this up, can smell the blood sugar. And I'm telling you, and they alert the owner if there's an issue.
Oh, that's cap.
It's the emotional support ones that are fraudulent many times.
Right. But I'm saying, other than a person that is blind that I'm knowing, that's the only service animal. I don't buy dog can smell sugar levels. And don't they put those things on people that are diabetic now that will stop beeping when their sugar levels
you
are
low? It's unbelievable what the dogs do.
Yes, Cap.
Speaking of Cap, I mean, not sure that you have a leg to stand on. I mean, mm-hmm. you were for a couple of years using a handicap placard to park close at the grocery store when
yeah, but
not,
I never took my dog
when
in
you're
there.
Not handicapped, so
well,
you're
but there was somebody
same,
with an actual handicap.
No, there's a lot of spots out there, Curtis. Same if you ever seen them?
Same kind of fraud, basically.
No, it's the whole different.
Right, I've seen them. I've never used them.
No, well, you never had a handicap placard.
Sean, could we, before we get the Hill Notes, open up the window world, the Boston weather window for Chris Curtis one more time this morning? All right, Curtis, stick your hat out. What do we got out there today?
63 degrees and cloudy right now. Feels like fall, Gregory. Might be time for another casserole. Do you have another one up the sleeve?
I have a million of them. They all involve soup, though. I think because they come from the 1970s, and Campbell's created all these casseroles that you had to use their soup for. So I got to mix it up a little
bit. All right. Well, let me know how that goes. 69 degrees to high this afternoon. Tomorrow, going to get into the mid-70s, then back down to the low 70s this weekend. Gorgeous weekend around here.
Do you know what percentage of the Campbell's soup can is actual soup?
Soup flakes.
Like they always say, like the Instagram food people. They always say you can make the soup at home. Like, that's a whole separate meal that you're making.
Yeah.
Like, I can't make cream of mushroom soup and then go on to make a casserole afterwards.
No.
I'm
soup's
limited.
Hard to
I'm
make
limited
too.
And limited in what I can do.
Is it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. No.
But I mean, we are getting into the, when it comes to the crock pot, it's crock pot season. Yeah. So I'll be all over the crock pot, let me tell you. Not
if
that.
You can make French onion soup, you got me.
Oh, I can make French onion.
If you can make it like it's in the restaurant, you got me.
I'll make that for Friendsgiving.
How do you do it with the bread and the cheese?
You just put the bread in there. You bake the bread. Like, you have to.
Please don't ask him how.
We're going to be here for an hour.
We're going to end with five booms.
The show ends in 20 minutes.
You got to use Gruyere when it comes to the cheese. Or as some like Curtis call it, Swiss. But yes. It's very easy. I can make that for Friendsgiving.
Can we get Brett? Is he an expert on that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, coming up next, my good friend. He's a soup insider.
Cheesehead Charlie.
Flash. All right. Let's get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Guess what, Derek? Now you're going to root for Pepys because he signed with your team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, after you ripped Curtis all day yesterday.
That's true.
It is true.
Oh, classic.
I mean, could you have, I don't think we've asked this question yet, could you have used him on Sunday around here?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Did you see that safety get burned on the first drive? Yeah, you could have used somebody.
I think you could have used
a little experience.
Peppers.
Weird. I still don't understand it. It's got to be a money decision, right?
I don't think he was getting
$4 million.
Big money. I think it was more of a culture.
So he was not on board with Vrabel, or he was talking. He was not. He wasn't. Company line was not being espoused by Jabril Peppers.
Culture's probably not the wrong word, but when he lost his starting job, he probably
he was yapping
like,
about it.
Yeah, he was probably yapping about that and. Vrabel was probably like, all right, listen, I'm not going to have this guy who has a lot of ears in that locker room because he was a leader last year. So I'm not going to have this guy in my locker room.
Okay. Well, not only will he be playing this weekend, but it looks like Mac Jones will be starting this weekend.
Wow.
For the San Francisco 49ers.
We shall see.
So, the island activated.
Hey, Courtney. Just wanted to give you some restaurant recommendations for Bill Ricca. Okay, finished. See you in Burlington.
So many people. See, the thing is, you said your commute is 10 minutes from work.
Yeah.
So it's yeah.
Oh yeah, and
but
then
people are in on it. Like they bit and they're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, but then Curtis says Bill Ricca, and clearly everything else I've said about my commute, everything else is clearly not Bill Ricca.
Right.
People in Twitch, Courtney, you know it's not a 10-minute drive, liar. I'm like, okay.
Just tell people where it really is. It's Chelsea.
Yep.
All right. Shine just proved how much he actually stinks. He said
that T-Pain might be the most underrated artist of our time, but Metallica stinks? T-Pain doesn't do anything but use auto-tune. That's why it sounds like a freaking computer the whole time. But you're going to badmouth Metallica? You stink!
Sir, I would highly recommend actually going and checking out T-Pain because he does more than auto-tune, buddy.
Yeah, he can actually sing.
He is phenomenal.
All right, Greg. I will not stand for the T-Pain slander. Anytime there's a song that's played that was made after, like, 1996, you're like, yo, you don't know music. That's awful.
Yeah, I mean, we can have different musical tastes, me and you, and that's okay. And I'm going to give it a listen. You said the covers album is great?
Yeah, he does a cover of War Pigs, which is one of, like, the best War Pigs covers you could ask for.
I will say at 6:30 or whenever that was, there were people texting about how great that cover is. So
I listened to it. I like Ozzy's better.
You like Ozzy?
Yeah, just something about
Ozzy. Yeah, the original is better. Yeah, but, like, about Ozzy's as voice. A cover, very, very good.
Hey, Coco, it's the Bill Ricker butt sniffer here. Oh. I just wanted to smell you. I mean, tell you. Welcome to the community. Can't wait to see you.
People are funny.
Shime is rattled, baby. He's rattled. Josh is getting canned now, son. What are you talking about? Everybody thinks like Ray stinks. He knew he had a stinker of a game, but he thinks last Sunday. Yeah, I didn't say he stunk. He stinked. He stinked last Sunday, baby. It's okay. Oh, I'm rooting for Drake May. I promise you I'm rooting for him. But I'll be just as happy if he stinks like Mac Jones. Because, Shime, you dead ass wrong again. Oh, man.
I'll tell you, they got to get Josh McDaniels out of here.
They do.
You don't like Josh.
He's going to get canned before Drake May loses the job.
It's all Josh McDaniels' fault. The guy has never been a good offensive coordinator. Well, I mean, there were several seasons here, but whatever. He had Tom Brady.
Outside of Bill Belichick, he was never a good offensive coordinator. Away from Bill Belichick, he stunk, in fact. He has never had a top 10 offense outside of Bill Belichick.
You're giving the credit on that to Bill?
Yeah, because he had a hand in it. He did what he was told when Bill told him to do it. However, because this was an arranged marriage by the Krafts, Josh doesn't necessarily listen to exactly what Vrabel wants.
Wow.
That's why there's friction. That's why Vrabel has taken shots at McDaniels in his press conferences and with us.
It is interesting that Vrabel, knowing Vrabel, why he didn't bring in his offensive guy.
I bet Todd Downing is the guy he wants to be calling the plays and isn't.
If that's the case, then Robert Kraft, I hope he lives to be 110, but he's not getting any younger. What are you doing? When will you learn to just say, give somebody the keys, let them find and build their staff, do what they want to do, and if it doesn't succeed, fire them. But middling it. This started, Greg, the year after they hired Judge and Patricia.
Yeah.
Ever since then, the head coach has not been in charge of his staff with the Patriots because Billy O'Brien came in as a Kraft hire. Gerard Mayo signed coach in waiting. Then Mayo was the coach. He didn't hire his staff. Then they bring in Vrabel, and he's not hiring his staff.
Because did anybody think, as soon as Vrabel got the job, was anybody thinking, oh, Josh McDaniels, he'll hire Josh?
No.
There's no real connection there.
No, I think the only connection we saw was like to the guy Tommy Reese in Cleveland was one of the names that came up.
The only connection that Mike has with Josh is that Josh was there when Mike played.
Remember Seinfeld when Jerry covered Newman's postal route? That's how I picture Jackson walking around delivering milk, slipping cookies at everyone's doorstep.
Oh, I remember that was a classic one.
Hey, Greg, I got the perfect place you guys can do a snow show. Nantucket.
I mean, my Lord, those people seem out of control with the cocaine over
there.
50% higher than the rest of the country?
The national average, yeah.
They like the Yale.
Yeah, so.
They hate us because they're probably jellyfish of us.
Hey, jellyfish is a great word.
It is.
Dancing with a Gold Digger. Now, Greg, there is a show that you're a perfect fit for.
I mean, she should do that if she's not going to be on Dancing with the Stars. But maybe she'll still show up. I don't know.
I just wonder if she decided not to do it or if they cut her. Like, I got to know the background there.
So I just think it's so, when you and Curtis were saying that, and I take you at your word when it comes to what you think, but to rip up the contract and then put it in your transparent bag.
right,
when going to a game because you think people might film it, it's a psycho move.
She's not sitting in the stands in Charlotte watching UNC take on Charlotte and highlighting it then. Like, that was, come on.
I mean, that's crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah. She's smart. Did you see the cast for Dancing with the Stars? When you got to rely on Corey Feldman, I mean, if you're Jordan Hudson, you're like, all right, let me take advantage of this.
Yeah. All right. That is it when it comes to Hill Notes. Thank you. And they were brought to you this morning by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily. Rich gave me a recommendation on a show that I watched last night, and he loved it. It's got to get there for me. It's one episode in on HBO, a Sunday night show on HBO, which is called Task.
Yeah, it's made by the same people who made Mayor of Easttown.
Is that with Mark Ruffalo?
Yes. Right. I could see potential there.
All right.
I don't know where it's going, but I could see it getting better.
Plot?
Like an FBI guy who's kind of down on his luck and is in charge of this task force to investigate these drug dealer robberies, and there's a shooting. It'll get there. Did you do the homework last night, Curtis? No.
No, I was busy yesterday.
Gosh.
Okay.
I was dadding. I was bowling in the Seaport.
All right.
Don't worry about it, Curtis. You'll get to it.
I'll get to it.
I want a sinner's review from you. Before we go, dead weight, Sean?
Yeah, dead weight's brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Dead weight belongs on the bench, not your waist. Drop weight every week, hit your goal, then keep it off with free support for life. Awaken180weightloss.com. I feel like it would be very on brand to suggest that Josh McDaniels is dead weight.
It's an easy one this week.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
For you?
Bill Belichick. What he has admitted to doing with the UNC players.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You That's really turned when yeah, it came you turned to your on opinion Bill. Of Bill.
That yeah. Doing this, I think.
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even
for
though
those players.
Even though they were petty to him.
Yeah, because the players didn't
no,
do anything
I get it,
wrong.
I get it. I get what
players
you're saying.
Players didn't do anything wrong.
I get what you're saying, Courtney.
Yeah.
It's a good point. I wouldn't give him dead weight, but I get you.
You know what it is to me?
Classless.
I agree.
Good job.
It is.
Who are you going with, Shime?
For me, it would be McDaniels. I also think Jordan Hudson.
Oh, wow.
Dead weight.
Oh. Really?
Like, this is, Curtis was right, full-on narcissism at its finest with a ripped-up contract in your clear purse. Like, what are we doing?
Okay.
I have a dead weight, Greg.
Yeah.
Brett. He's not even an expert.
He's not an insider, that's for sure. Why does the guy
He's
call
still,
the show?
He's still functionable.
I don't understand why the guy calls a show.
He's not even functionable.
How many more weeks before Drake May becomes that, Sean?
He'll never
God, it's one weekend. Can you all stop?
Yeah. Greg,
it's one week.
If they lose Sunday,
it's one. They're not going to lose Sunday.
Well, I hope not.
That team is a dumpster fire that they're playing on Sunday. They're not going to lose this game.
If they do, though, it is. We are in apocalyptic times with the New England Patriots.
Yeah. No, I mean it will be. I mean, I don't even want to think about it. They have got to win this. It's not a must win, but
Mike, you're listening.
If Mac Jones wins
win.
And Drake loses, holy cannoli!
All right, on the show tomorrow, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, at 6:45, and the Red Sox front office report at 9. We are back at 6. Thank you. Now the time has come for leaving.